This is SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Creighton. I get knocked down,
but I get up again. All right, time to talk some NBA. We bring on our buddy Chris Winfield from SB Nation. What's up, Chris?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Just watching the Rockets right now, waiting for them to go on one of their runs.
Yeah, speaking of said Rockets, who are 20-4, where do they stand right now among the hierarchy of the NBA? Are they legitimately the best team? Can they hang with Golden State, or will eventually they slip a little below Golden State?
You know, I won't lie. Initially, I had my concerns. You know, I was one of the people who didn't think that James Harden and Chris Paul could work together. You got two guys who need the ball, you know, well, seemingly needed the ball at all times to be effective. But no, these guys are the real deal. You know, when you got Chris Paul and James Harden, you've got a team that has two legitimate options of players who can make plays, not only for themselves, but for the rest of their teammates. And then you got Eric Gordon, who's on pace to maybe win another Sixth Man of the Year award if he comes up with Bench again. You've got, you know, all these different players that are just serve multiple roles. Trevor Ariza, you got PJ Tucker, all these guys. You know, I think that this is a serious team that could really compete with the Warriors. It remains to be seen what they're going to do when the Warriors are completely 100% healthy and these guys are going to have Chris Paul in town for a while. But, you know, I can't wait to see what that's going to look like. I think that they're going to have a couple more matchups in the regular season. I can't wait for both of them to be healthy for it.
You know, Chris, there's been a lot of speculation about where LeBron James might go next year, that he's on the outs again with Dan Snyder and not happy in Cleveland. There's been, you know, speculation he might go to the Lakers because he likes buying houses in L.A. and all those other interests that he has. You know, maybe he goes to Philadelphia where they've got a bunch of young guys who can play, and LeBron could maybe elevate them from good young team to top young team. Now there's a story out that LeBron could go to Houston. How realistic is that?
You know, there's going to be a new story of where LeBron's going to end up every week. I guess, like, next week is going to be he's going to Lithuania to play with LaMelo and LiAngelo Ball. Like, you never know where he's going to end up every week. I thought for a second, you know, it really sounded like a cool idea, put it next to Ben Simmons. And then you think, okay, well, if he's in Houston, it sounds like a great idea, too. I mean, if I'm LeBron, I got a chance to play with Chris Paul and James Harden, I'm dropping everything on a dime and going out there. Obviously, they're going to have to do some cap gymnastics again. You know, James Harden's on that ridiculous contract, and Chris Paul's going to have to re-up at the end of the season. But there's nothing, you know, if Chris Paul takes a little pay cut, I'm pretty sure they can bring LeBron and Ryan Anderson for, like, take a massive pay cut, or they're going to have to trade him. But, you know, when you've got Chris Paul and James Harden, you add LeBron James to that mix, and there's not really very many teams, not even the Warriors maybe could hold on to a team like that.
Speaking of Lithuania, I saw that LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball signed with some really small club that's having problems paying its bills for $500 a month. How long before they come back to the States with some kind of excuse that it didn't work out?
You know, I actually think this is a good move. These guys aren't playing ball in the U.S. You know, LaVar Ball just pulled LiAngelo out of school after that, and LaMelo, he pulled LaMelo out before then. This is going to be an opportunity for these guys to go play some real professional basketball. I don't think these kids need really money right now. You know, Lonzo's making enough money as a rookie, and obviously LaVar Ball has done something right. He's got some money of his own. I think these guys just need real professionals, people who are playing the game of basketball, grown adults, to be playing against and to work on their game against. I don't think money is really the biggest thing for them. I think just getting that experience, getting out on the court and really running, because if they're going to sit home all year long and not be on a court playing competitively, then there's no way that they're going to get picked in the draft coming up. And I think that's the end goal. And I think, you know, this is a great move by them, because this is them getting some actual real professional basketball experience and not sitting at home on their couch watching NBA League Pass like the rest of us. And hopefully they can expand their games over there. You know, I still think that LaMelo is an NBA player eventually. LiAngelo, I guess he was the odd one out. But if these guys can go overseas and develop into real players, this could be a really great move for them. I like it.
All right, is Big Baller Brand the new number one sneaker in the Baltic states in the next 6 months?
It just might be. You know, I don't know what their sneaker catalog looks like over there, but once those two guys go over there, there's no telling. I might have to buy some Big Baller Brand stock now, because it's going to go worldwide soon.
Can we get big baller stock? Is that available?
I don't think so, but I'll make some phone calls and see. If I do get some, I'll be sure to loop you in.
Yeah, loop me in, man. I'll buy some of that. Chris and I were talking before the show. I was like, man, I think I want to get a pair of big baller shoes just so that I can have something nobody else that I know has.
You got to get the slides, man. Don't waste your time with the sneakers. Get you some slippers.
The slippers. We're talking with Christian Winfield, covers the NBA for SB Nation. And Chris, Kawhi Leonard looks like he's going to make his season debut tomorrow. The Spurs have, they've actually been winning without Kawhi Leonard. What does he, how do the Spurs look once they reinsert Kawhi back into the lineup? Are they back in the mix with the Rockets and the Dubs?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's going to take a little bit of a period where they got to figure some things out. The offense has been running through LaMarcus Aldridge pretty much all season long. Now you're bringing back Kawhi Leonard, who's an MVP candidate. He's a guy who's a playmaker who can get his own bucket, who's going to create for other players, and who's going to get it done on the defensive end as well. So I think those two guys are going to have to work some things out. But once they figure out those kinks, this is a team that's already they're number three in the West with – LaMarcus Aldridge, they got Tony Parker, who's running on half a quad. They got a bunch of other guys who are, when you look at the Warriors roster, you look at the Rockets roster, you look at the Spurs roster, really shouldn't really be in the conversation. The Spurs are playing better basketball than the T-Wolves and the Thunder, and those are teams that have much more star power. So once you add Kawhi back to that equation, I just think that the Spurs are going to be out of this world. Remember last year, they are an ankle injury away from beating the Warriors in game one. And if they beat the Warriors in that first game of the Western Conference Finals, we don't know which way that series goes. Obviously, the Warriors are still probably going to pull that out. But the Warriors lose that first game. Kawhi Leonard is the reason for that. And, I just can't wait for him to get back. He's a real game changer, obviously. And once he gets back, the Spurs are going to be even tougher to defend.
All right, Chris, let's hit the Eastern Conference. And, LeBron James continues to play it just as unbelievable level, but can he play at that level all year long and not run out of gas in June?
I think we ask this question of LeBron every single year, and then I think every single year he has the same answer, and that answer is yes. He can play at whatever level he needs to for an entire year. He's 32, about to be 33 years old, and look at the numbers he's putting up. It's just remarkable to see a guy who's going into his 15th year, who's in his 15th year, and is playing at this level. I think that, obviously he's going to have a couple games where he either doesn't play or he just doesn't play the fourth. I really wants to run it, but this guy is out of this world. I don't think we've ever seen, well, at least me personally, I've never seen anything like this. A guy plays at this level this many years. It's kind of remarkable. And to answer your question, yeah, I think he's good for an entire season and then some. I think he's going to keep this pace all the way through the NBA Finals. We'll see him there.
What happens to the Cavs when they get Isaiah Thomas back?
Oh, man. What happens to the Cavs when they get Isaiah Thomas back is similar to what happens to the Spurs when they get Kawhi Leonard back. Isaiah Thomas is a guy who averaged 29 points a game last year. There's a lot of hoopla about look at Kyrie and Boston, but Isaiah Thomas hasn't played a game yet. And, I'm loving what he's doing on the sidelines. He's got more energy than anybody else out there. Once you bring back a dynamic scorer who can take some of the pressure off of LeBron James and really just adds another playmaker to that court, you're talking about a team whose offense is going to get like an adrenaline boost. Like these guys are going to be even tougher to defend because think about it now. You got LeBron James, who's basically your point guard. Behind him, you've got Jose Calderon. Now you're going to bring back Isaiah Thomas. When Isaiah Thomas comes back, you're probably going to get Derrick Rose as the second string. So now you're really getting two point guards back. And then you've already got a point guard on the floor. So it's just, the NBA is just so full of talent at that point guard position. And just because Isaiah Thomas hasn't played at the beginning of the year, I think a lot of people have forgotten. But that guy can score, and he's not just a scorer. He's the guy who's going to get his teammates involved, too. So I can't wait for him to be back. I think the fourth quarters are going to be a lot more exciting once Isaiah Thomas comes back. And they've already been exciting with LeBron hitting step-back threes over people. Once you get the clutch guy himself back in, Cleveland's going to be ridiculous to watch.
Chris, only got about 30 seconds here. Is Jason Tatum the truth in Boston?
Absolutely. I was concerned because Gordon Hayward went down that very first game. I was like, man, what is Boston going to do? Jason Tatum steps right in, and he looks like a guy who's been in the league for a little while. This guy can flat-out score. He's versatile. He's a better defender than I thought he would be. He's mobile. This guy's a real deal. He's just a rookie. Give him 2-3 years, just like Jaylen Brown is in the second year now. Like, give these guys a couple years. These two guys are going to be the future. They're scary. Boston is, once they get Gordon Hayward back, I don't know who's going to stop them.
He's Christian Winfield, covers the NBA for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Splashed, Chris with a K. Appreciate your time, Chris. Hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
Chris Winfield, SB Nation, covering the NBA. And, you know, the idea that LeBron James could join the Rockets, it's not quite the same as Kevin Durant joining the Warriors, because the Warriors had already won a championship and been to two straight finals. But LeBron, Harden, and Paul, who beats that team? In a seven-game series, who beats that team? Yeah, keep thinking. We both will. Imagine you just stole a huge diamond and got away with it. Your name is Brian Cashman. Next.